Audio by V. Silvermoon. Please do not download, redistribute, or rehost this audio without permission.
Is any of this boring stuff going to be on the test, Dad? Sorry, but it is boring. And you're my dad. I'm not going to call you Mr. or Sir or Professor or whatever just because you also happen to be my teacher. You were my father long before you were my teacher. Plus, it's our senior year, and you're taking us on another stupid field trip to another useless museum. Oh, great. I've earned myself a stern talking to. Well, can't the other students at least go have lunch? They don't need to see me get bitched out again. Hey, if any of you need me, I'll just be here in this little exhibit room here with my father and the other fossils. Save me a seat. So, here we are again, Dad. I caused yet another scene on an official class field trip and challenged your authority in front of the other students. They're expecting you to give me a good lecture or maybe some extra homework related to this trip. But, Daddy, I was thinking maybe you could give me a good spanking instead. If we don't have time for that, I'll settle for a quick fuck. You can bang me right here in front of the mastodon bones. I didn't even wear any panties. Just the way you like. I don't let any of the boys see what's under my skirt. It's just for my daddy. But not wearing panties means less time wasted. I can't lose my panties like I did at the planetarium a few months ago. I think we've got at least 15 minutes until the next tour group comes through. It's only schools that come by at this time of day. And you like fucking me in public every bit as much as I like getting fucked. Taking your little girl at home isn't nearly as fun as fucking her in public. Where someone could walk in on us. Even one of the other students who knows I'm your daughter. It's so dangerous, but that's what makes it so hot. We should really get started, Daddy. We don't want to have to rush too much. I'll just bend over and brace myself against this pillar. If I stand up on my tiptoes, that should bring my bottom up to just the right height. It's up to you to lift up my skirt around my waist. It's good for us that these museums can't even afford cameras. If they could, someone would be watching or recording my poor, bare little bottom sticking out, all exposed. They'd see me being touched all over the way a daddy definitely shouldn't be doing to his daughter's bottom. And if they had sound, they might catch me moaning like a bad little girl. And let's pretend there's a camera over there, Daddy. That's where the door out of here is, anyway. Maybe someone will walk in instead and see your hard, scary cock pointing right at me. Maybe they'd even mistake my shivering for fear and think you were making me do this. And another quiver as Daddy's cock touches my special place. But it's your special place too, because you spend so much time in it. It's not just my pussy. My pussy belongs to my daddy. Uh-oh. Before you put it in, Daddy, you should know that I might have forgotten to take my birth control pills. I really am a bad girl, aren't I, Daddy? I'll understand if you don't want to fuck me now, even though we both like danger. You could just take your cock away from my wet little pussy and put it away without fucking me. Or you could put it in for a little bit and then take it out before you come. But what if you got some on the floor and someone slipped in it? Or maybe, what if it lands on one of the exhibits and ruins it? They can't afford cameras, they can't afford to replace it. No. If you put your cock inside me, you know you'll have to leave it inside me until you come. We already know my pussy can hold all of your cum, so we'd be safe that way. Just not safe as far as pregnancy goes. If that kind of thing bothers you, Daddy. Well, I guess it doesn't. Or maybe I just got you worked up so hard, Daddy. I can get you to do all kinds of naughty things with my teasing. I can even get you to fuck me while I'm probably ovulating. Slide deeper inside me, Daddy. I know it made you a little hesitant, but I know my daddy won't let me down. You'll give me a good fucking, won't you, Daddy? Your bad little girl needs one. Oh, Daddy. Oh, your cock slides inside me so easily. Even with how tight I am. It's because I'm so wet. And I love your cock so much. I used to have to go so slowly. These days, I'm ready for you to start the fucking right away. Oh, yes. Yes, Daddy. Oh, fuck your little girl. Oh, fuck all about me. Oh, with your perfect hard cock. Until there's just good girl left. Oh, teach me.
not to smart off to you in front of the other students. Even if it's all just an act. I'm my daddy's girl, and I obey him completely. Even if he asks me to do the naughtiest things for him or with him. If someone walked in, they'd see a big older man fucking such a smaller student. He might think you're forcing me. You'd be in so much trouble, Danny. Even if this is with my full consent and I'm technically an adult, I'm still your daughter. You'd get in trouble with the police and the school. What would you do if someone walked in, Daddy? Would you stop fucking me and pull out? Or would you finish inside me? Knowing that now might be the last time you ever get to do it until you're out of prison. But then I wouldn't be so little anymore. I'd still wait for you. Me. Oh, and maybe our baby too, if you get me pregnant. Oh, will you get me pregnant here today, Daddy? Right here in the museum. Oh, we can make a new life among all these ancient things. Oh, I kinda wanna have your baby, Daddy. It would just be another sign of what a bad girl I am, despite what a good daddy you are. Oh, only the two of us would know the truth, unless someone walks in on us. Daddy, I'm gonna come. Daddy, your little girl's gonna come on your hard daddy cock. And I know you're about to come in my tight little pussy. And it makes me want to come even harder. God, fuck. Grab onto my hips, Daddy. And drive yourself into my body one last time. No one got us this time either, Daddy. So I guess you'll have to pull out and put your pants back on, and we'll just have to try again. Thankfully, you're leading so many senior trips to make our last year extra special. Maybe I did get pregnant today. We'll just have to see, won't we, Daddy? Then this schoolgirl uniform might not fit me so well. But my pussy will always be a fit for your cock. And now let's go meet up with the other students eating lunch. And if I walk a little funny, one or two of the boys may even joke about us doing dirtier things. Oh, if only they knew, Daddy. Okay, I'm gonna go back to pretending to be a bad girl again. But don't worry, Daddy. Under this bad girl exterior, will always be Daddy's good little girl. And there will always be a nice, wet pussy waiting for you.